The file on David Harmer isn't pretty. A corporate lawyer for a credit card company fined millions, even deceiving seniors. An executive for predatory lenders, as Harmer's bank got billions from the Wall Street bailout. David Harmer, helping corporations rip people off. A record we can't afford. We need Jerry McNerney, small businessman, voting against congressional pay increases and refusing to take them, standing up for what's right. Somewhere along the line, Chuck Schumer began to prove that you could be nice and be tough. That if you want to solve problems, you have to acknowledge them. And if you want to level the playing field, you have to level with us. Somewhere along the line, we realized Schumer didn't just take over, he took charge. Working families are hurting. Our bills are big enough. But Robert Hurt voted to raise at least 28 taxes and fees, over $2 billion in all. Voted to let utilities raise our rates and opposed raising the minimum wage. And Hurt did it all while accepting additional pay for himself. It's about who he fights for. Big corporations and special interests get special treatment. Working families just get hurt. John Corzine is fighting for what matters. Now you have paid family leave. Insurance companies must cover preventative mammograms. Hospitals can't discharge you less than 48 hours after giving birth. But if Chris Christie were governor, insurance companies could drop mammogram coverage. He opposes paid family leave, even a woman's right to choose. Chris Christie, wrong when it matters most. Heard Brian Doobie's ad attacking Peter Shumlin? It's outrageous and not true. Vermonters deserve a debate on the issues, not the scare tactics Brian Doobie is using. Here's the truth. Peter Shumlin has a strong record of protecting Vermonters. He helped pass the toughest sex offender law in the nation. That's why Peter Shumlin is endorsed by the Vermont Troopers Association. You know what else is true? Brian Doobie's plan doesn't target waste. It calls for across-the-board cuts in funding for schools and roads. Now that's a plan that's truly dangerous for Vermont.